Sitti's left hand. The shadow in a Vermeer, mottled rotting vegetable, overripe raspberry smashed into jam. It looks like Prufrock's smoggy London sky, a sunset barely breaking through the smoke contained to digits on stark hospital sheets. The smoothie we brought is just out of its reach, and I watch the fingers stretch and they wish you could sit forward instead of laying as if glued to the mattress, which has known bodies before and will know bodies after. We stopped for a moment in the doorway, and I thought we had come at just the wrong time. My words in earnest too little too late, announced to a room full of closed windows.